This is the Grillin' Guys on the Michigan Talk Network.
To the Grillin' Guys each and every Saturday on the Michigan Talk Network. We are live at Gorman's Furniture in Grand Rapids, but if you're out and about anywhere in our listening area, they got stores all over the state, concentrated down in southeast Michigan mostly. But bottom line is there's a huge sale going on here with patio furniture, all of their samples 40 to 60% off. You got to get out and outfit your deck like the Grillin' Guys do, because it's going to be a hot day, and you're going to set that smoker up today. It's a perfect day to smoke. You don't want to be standing over a grill when it's 95 degrees out. Get that smoker going this morning. Put some ribs on there or whatever it is you like to smoke, and sit back in your comfy patio furniture. Maybe have a cold Beer City ale and relax and enjoy your Saturday. It's a Grillin' Guys Saturday. It's going to be a beautiful day. I'm Jop. He's Bob. Wake up, Bob.
I'm just waiting for you to take a breath, Josh.
You got it, baby.
Okay. We are hanging out at a great patio, and we just had a great visit with the boys from the Hideout in Grand Rapids, another microbrewery, another great success story on its way. I told them, I'm looking at future millionaires right there, because this business, you know what, it just makes more and more and more volume. I mean, nonstop. Dave Engbers from Founders just called me up the other night, and the guy has 120 employees now.
Yeah, fantastic. I mean, there's another success story.
Oh, my goodness.
He's been doing it quite a while, but, yeah, his brewery's taken off. They're making good beer. They're great marketers. The whole package they got to put together.
I remember when that place first started, they were in a little location up there. I think it's a bar again, but it's up on Monroe. And I used to go in there, and it was, I mean, there'd be like five people in there, maybe 10 sometimes if it was busy. Now there's 100, 300. A huge tap room. So I want to talk about a little bit of a slice of heaven, and that's grilling in Michigan, hanging out on your deck and just doing that whole experience. I mean, we like to talk about grill envy. We talk about grilling and smoking. We're having a great microbrew right now. We just talked with Steve Grossnickel from 45 North. I mean, Michigan, it's just a cornucopia. You know, there's so much pouring out here. You don't have to take trips to exotic places. You're living in a little slice of heaven right here in Michigan.
We are, because there's more and more of our towns are focusing on the culinary, the brewers, the wineries, and there's just some great places to eat and drink and relax in the state of Michigan. We've got water everywhere, and what I'd like to do is talk a little bit about that water right now and give you a fishing report from around the state. It's this time of year, as everybody knows, I live on a really small little lake in my backyard. Was out there fishing last night. I was out there maybe 45 minutes with my next door neighbor. We jumped on his boat and went out there. I caught like 11 bass in 45 minutes. It's just bountiful. And, you know, it's just a lot of fun sitting out there. Had a cold one in my hand. We're on the pontoon, just putting around the perimeter of the lake. And just a great, great night. And I thought, you know what? I need to give a little fishing report.
It really is a nice lake. It's you're loaded full of all kinds of fish, mostly panfish.
Yeah, that. And I was catching bass last night. I was just fishing with a little purple rubber worm, flicking it out there towards your lily pads and
teasing
reeling
them
in. Yeah, and they were just slamming it, having a ton of fun. They're jumping and fishing, but you know, if you get out and you go fishing, I'm going to take a little tour around the state. I'm going to hit just a few places now. Southeast Lower Peninsula, Lake Erie down there. You know, most are switching over to perch fishing right now. Anglers have done well in about 17 feet of water in Breast Bay, and those launching from Bulls Harbor found a lot of fish in about 15 feet of water. Moving over to the southwest side, down in St. Joe, the salmon fishing still remains good. About 70 foot deep, they're doing that. Gull Lake right there by Kalamazoo's producing nice bluegills, but they're in deeper water. Guys seem to be catching those with leaf worms, red worms, and wax worms. A lot of bass on top water there, too, kind of like what
another
I did last
another pretty
time.
Lake.
Yep. Head up in the northwest, lower peninsula up there, Thunder Bay. The river continues to produce smallmouth and rock bass between the dam and the mouth. Houghton Lake, one of my favorite places to go. That's a monstrous lake, really difficult sometimes to find the fish there. But walleye are being caught along the weed beds in about 14 feet of water using a leech and a bobber. That's pretty easy. Even the kids can do that. Just flick it out there and wait. Probably more in the morning, in the evening, rather than during the middle of the day. And our friend Chaz from Schmo's Brewery is going to go visit Captain Ken tomorrow up in Augh Gray. And they're still catching walleyes up there, according to Captain Ken. They're straight off the mouth of the river in about 34 to 38 feet of water. So there's a great amount of fishing going on all over the state of Michigan. You need to get out there and give it a try. Last thing, if you're headed up to the Upper Peninsula, one of my favorite things I've ever done in my life is go over to the little town of Detour. It's right on the end, right before you get out on Drummond Island. And there's a channel that comes through there, and it's a shipping channel. And it's excellent fishing. They got Atlantic salmon and lake trout are being caught with trolling spoons from right out by the lighthouse to the first red buoy to the south end of Drummond Island. So that's catching a lot of varieties of fish all over the state. Get out there. It's the great state of Michigan. We got water everywhere. Enjoy yourself and catch yourself some fish, because you know what? They're really good on the grill.
That spot you talked about is also good for pink salmon.
Is it?
Yeah, about every 2 years the pinks come in there. And they're getting to be a little more regular now, but for some reason they're on a two-year cycle. I don't know if you've ever caught pink salmon or not, but they're kind of small, really tasty, very mild. So if you don't necessarily like salmon, you might like pink salmon. It's lighter in color, very mild flavor, great on the grill. That's one of those where you can just leave the thing, just gut it, and you can stuff it with herbs and just grill the thing intact. It's small enough that that'll make a really nice presentation.
Kind of grill the whole fish.
With the head on, yeah.
Right.
Yeah. Looks pretty cool.
Yeah.
Kind of scare people when you come out on.
Yeah, I was going to say, you might want to not do that when you got a deck full of ladies that you're going to be feeding. But if it's a guy's night, I'd leave the head on. Absolutely.
You know, we had a great time the other night. I live in a little town called Lowell. It's just east of Grand Rapids. And Lowell and Chesaning, Michigan are the two cities in Michigan that actually have river boats on them. It's only two towns. And they both also have privately owned mills. I think Chesaning also has, or maybe it's Chelsea has the other big mill. But
right.
Either way, Chesaning has a riverboat. Lowell has this riverboat. Thursday night, my wife turned, 29 again, and we had her birthday party there, because every Thursday night in that little town of Lowell, they have a free concert on that riverboat. And it's really excellent. Carrie
Lynch.
I was going to say Underwood.
Could be, though. She's
the next. She's the next. Carrie Lynch and the Carrie Lynch Band put on a show that was phenomenal. Now, in the first 25 minutes of the concert, this poor fella has a heart attack.
Out dancing with his wife.
Yeah, just or his daughter. Man. I'm not sure if it was his wife or his daughter, a younger lady, but this guy falls right on the concrete. 20 minutes of chest compressions. Took him off in an ambulance. Dude was gray when he left. I really didn't think he was going to make it. Well, the news is the guy did make it. They're putting a pacemaker in, and I think he went home last night.
Oh,
so
fantastic.
It was crazy. But so it's the wife's birthday now here in a couple days. I'm heading off to St. Louis, but in a couple days it's our anniversary. So last night, my last night at home, I grilled up some beautiful New York strips. Now, I just got these at the supermarket. They were certified Black Angus, CAB, or CBA, whatever they call it. It's that logo you're seeing now, the certified Angus brand. And, dude, these things were marbled perfectly. All I did was, you know that rub we're working on?
Right.
All I did was I put a coat of that on there, and I let them sit on the counter for about an hour while I enjoyed a few glasses of this Lemon Creek wine I just took home. And made up a salad. They were at room temperature. I threw them on the tech. I had about 980 degree grill temperature, about 6-7 minutes on each side, but perfect sear marks. I'm going to put the pictures on Twitter, and you can check them out on Grilling Guy at Twitter. But beautiful, beautiful steaks.
Now, did you cook those on the tech?
Yep.
Yeah. Fantastic.
Were you not listening?
I wasn't. I didn't know if you did charcoal or tech, so yes. I didn't hear that part.
Okay.
Okay, so there are
tech,
gas grill steaks. Yeah, gas grill steaks. Oh, the tech does a fabulous job of it.
Oh, my.
But you've been listening to The Grilling Guys. We're live all over Michigan. We're from Ann Arbor to Traverse City and everywhere in between. We hope you get out today and enjoy this wonderful weather. Our recommendation today is fire up that smoker early. Set it, forget it, enjoy your day, stay out of this 95-degree heat, and about 6 o'clock, your smoker will be done, and you'll have some great food for you and your family. You've been listening to The Grilling Guys. We appreciate you tuning in. We'll be back.
This is The Grillin' Guys on the Michigan Talk Network.